Pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Good morning there today. We're fighting through it here today, folks. I've got a cold. Yeah, I told you yesterday about the fact I fell and did something to my ribs. I can't take a deep breath and cough, and my wife's starting to get it. We're fighting through it. Thank God, Romans 5, for all the problems and trials that you have today, develop patience, and patience develops character, and character develops hope, and hope never disappoints us, does it? So thanks for being here with us. I'm sorry I'm a little bit raspy today. Some of you probably don't even know this, so it's no big deal. Got an amazing story real quickly before we get rolling here. First of all, I forgot yesterday to thank Mike and Bonnie Blake, who gave us Mike and Bonnie always go out of their way, man. They opened up their house they call it their lake house for some of our people to be able to stay there. And I forgot to mention that yesterday. So Mike and Bonnie, God bless you, man. Thanks for all you do. And by the way, Mike, I got an unbelievable video of your place taken from a drone by David Paxton. I've just got to figure out how to get it to you, man. It's unbelievable. And Tammy and Bob Evans and their faithfulness, and Gary Pierce. You know, here's what happened, folks. Crazy. Let me tell you this story real quick. Hey, listen, this show is going to be, how do I say it? Spine tingling, blood curdling. I'm telling you, it is. So you may want to get a hold of somebody out there. Text them real quick. Say, tune in. I'm not hyping, okay? I'm just telling you the truth. You might want to do it. We're going to dig into some stuff. It's going to make your toes curl. So anyway, we're up after the event was over. We're up at Sky High cleaning, because we always have to clean it. We had somebody coming in. We had a group going out on Sunday at noon, another group coming in. Said to clean, you know, wash your sheets, clean the bed, all that stuff. And so we're doing it. And my wife, God bless my wife, man, she gathers up all the sheets. We change sheets. So we put sheets on there, take the old sheets and wash them. So Michelle's washing the old sheets and hits a button. What do you think happens? The water stops. The water quits. No water. Now, keep in mind, 60 people have just left. They've been there all weekend, 60 people. Flushing toilets, whatever they do. Gary Pierce is still there. Gary's one of those engineers. No, he doesn't drive a train, but he has a training as an engineer. And Bob Evans, who isn't an engineer but ought to be one, is there. And then we even got Steve Deck involved, who's a construction guru, trying to figure out why don't we have any water? I went down into, you know, checked every wire, every fuse, every whatever, because everything else was on. The lights were all on. Everything was working, but there wasn't any water. And came to the conclusion of something wrong. So I called the pump, the well guy on Sunday evening, if you can believe that. And he's there first thing Monday morning. Big well, good Mount Well Drilling. I'll tell you the name, Mount, M-O-U-N-T. Mount Well Drilling shows up yesterday, and our pressure tank was shot. Pressure tank. And of course, it's an old system in there anyway. You know, and he went down in there. He looked, he just shook his head and said, how's this thing even been working? But of course, it had been working. And my sister, who happened to be staying up there, she said, you know what? Carl and I, we're blessed. We're blessed in life, yada, yada, yada. And we'd like to pay the bill. I said, what? She said, yeah, we have money. We'd like to pay the bill. So Jane and Carl, my brother-in-law and sister, yesterday shelled out about $1,300 to put a new pressure tank in there and some other arrangements. And We have water. So here's the amazing thing in my mind is I can gripe and moan and complain about it. Here's the unbelievable thing. That water worked to every guest left. What if that water had gone out on Friday, just when people had arrived, or Saturday afternoon, or whatever? Nope. That old tank hung in there and breathed its last breath, pumped its last hunk of water on Sunday afternoon about 1:30. It's up and running. Everything's good. So I thank God. First of all, thank God for my sister who foot the bill, my brother-in-law. But I thank God that it didn't happen earlier in the middle of whatever. So take that to the bank if you want to, man. Listen, I want to dive into something here today. We're having Holly Baglio on with us tomorrow. Holly's from New Jersey. And yesterday So that's probably one of the guys that sends us penises, right? These guys, these folk, you understand these people are sick. These people who, Mike does everything he can to try to keep them getting in, but they're sick. These people are sick. You understand what we're dealing with, right? Sick people, especially sexually sick. Sexually sick, these guys. Who knows what they do? But I always feel guilty after a show like yesterday where I feel like I feel like, again, I want to be friends of the pastors. I don't want to be enemies of them. After the show's over, I'm beating up on myself. Devil's beating up on myself because I was talking about, you listened. You know what I was talking about. I love pastors. I know a lot of good pastors. I got a good lot of good pastor friends. And, you paint with a broad brush when you start. But, hey, guys, the truth of the matter is, we don't believe in the supernatural in our churches anymore. Now, who is responsible for that? Do I blame Larry? Do I blame Mike Keith? Do I blame Roger Weaver, Mark Trout? Who do I blame for the fact that we do not believe in the supernatural in our churches anymore? I'm not trying to blame anybody. The Bible tells us my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. And the point that I was trying to make yesterday is, why is there not more curiosity on these issues? As the darkness is getting darker and darker and darker and darker, and people are struggling more and more. I went on kind of a rant yesterday about people having sleep paralysis, people being wakened up in the middle of the night, not being tormented, not being able to go back to sleep, people having deep, deep spiritual problems, not only with themselves, but with their children. We see it everywhere, the influence of the dark side getting greater and greater and greater and greater, and yet what we would consider our leadership seeming to be so unaware of what's going on from a spiritual standpoint. And we brush it off without really saying, you know what? Hey, like yesterday, yesterday when the water quit, you know what I did? Amazing. I called somebody that knew something about water. That's what I did. I found an expert in fixing pumps. I just didn't lay my hands on the well and hope it started working. Go around, lay hands on the pumps and pray against the devil that was trying to. No, I called somebody who understood pumps. And they came out and they fixed it. And there are people sitting in American churches who are struggling with spiritual issues. And they don't know who to call. They don't know who to call. Because why? There's no pump fixer in their church. Or even worse, the pastor doesn't even talk about bad pumps. Ignores the fact that pumps go bad. It's spiritual warfare I'm talking about. I'm not in any way, it's too late to undo it. I'm not in any way, shape, or form criticizing pastors. Would everybody agree with me that the problem in America, problem in American government is politicians? Would everybody agree with that? Would everybody agree that the problem in the American Medical Association is big pharma? Would most people agree with that? So would everybody agree with me that the problem in American education, a lot of problems in American education, but a heart of it would be the National Education Association. It's determining what will and will not be taught to our children. Would everybody agree with that? Because the truth is, no matter what area that you're looking at, there's somebody responsible for it, and the ball's being dropped somewhere. If there's a problem going on, somebody's dropping the ball. Somebody's not doing it. And I don't mean to, maybe I do.
Amen, Coach.
Pastors as a whole, I don't know what you, if you're a pastor and you're listening now, I don't know what you're dealing with in your church. I don't. And it'd be remiss of me to criticize something I don't know anything about. In fact, probably a lot of you listening saying that, well, you don't even know what you're talking about. I probably don't. But I do know this, that we have a demonic problem in America, and it's not being dealt with in the church. I don't know why. Is that fair to say? Anybody got anything to add to that? I'm not attacking the individual pastor. We have a plumbing problem. I call it a plumber. We have a plumbing problem in the church, and nobody knows who to call. Yes or no? Am I missing it? Would somebody straighten me out here? Would you agree with that assessment?
Dick sucking faggot, bitch.
There he is. See.
Believed. These were ones who actually walked with Jesus, saw the miracles he did. They saw him incarnate in the flesh, and they themselves, some of them who were personally close to him, doubted and disbelieved even still. Should we marvel at the fact that many now also doubt and disbelieve? I think about Billy Graham and the Crusades and all these other things, and it's always about salvation, salvation, salvation. But part of the gospel is binding and casting out devils. This is not being preached on the big circuits either.
Mark 16, Jared or Mike, Mark 16, if you could, real quick.
Bingo, Dale. The commission is to go preach the gospel. And unfortunately, so many denominations and their teachings in their cemeteries or seminaries do not include the whole gospel, do not include the complete unabridged gospel. And when you, like Satan, he took stuff out of the Bible and misconstrued it and didn't apply it in its wholeness, and Jesus called that a lie.
Mark 16, Mike, if you can get that. Let me give an illustration. Before you become a head football coach, which I was one for 25 years, before you become a head football coach, you become an assistant coach. And as you're an assistant coach, you learn how to coach. You learn certain techniques. You learn a particular offense and a particular defense. You start out as an assistant coach. I was in charge of defensive backs and running backs. That was my area of expertise. After I coached for a little bit more, then I became what would be called a coordinator. In other words, I was in charge of not just that, but the whole passing game. So the quarterbacks and the running backs and the receivers, I coordinated all that. And it's a process of the more you get experience at something, the greater the impact and influence that you have. And what's happened to us, my belief, I've spent a lot of time in church. I've been in church a long time. And I don't see that. You know, I don't see that. Where is the pastor in the church? Where is the pastor for community affairs? Where is the pastor overseeing governmental education? Is there a pastor in that that's going to the school board meetings every week and listening to what's going on and seeing what's? Is there a watchdog? Are we training? Is anybody being trained to do that? And as a result, men come into the church, they get trained in the ways of the church, whatever that means, and then they start their own church. And what do they teach? They teach what they learned, and that's how it works. That works in any business that way. You get trained, you get experience, and I'm going to tell you, I don't mean this to sound harsh, it is what it is, okay? It is what it is. I found most of my spiritual growth outside the church. Anybody want to amen that so I know I'm not the only one?
Amen.
I found my, I got my spiritual growth outside the church.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, why should that be? There's something wrong, isn't there? So I'm not criticizing individual pastors. Your job's tough enough, but your job's tough because you make it tough. Cause you're not, you won't dig down and dive down into the real stuff. Okay. You just won't.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
If I may, going off exactly what you said, it was a great parable. And that is when you started coaching a team, you were, you know, what equipment inventory, this and that, you know, my tenure with this church that I'm at started in 1995. I was just a laity in the church. I did some Bible college. I did children's helps. I did helps ministry. I did children ministry. I became the assistant worship pastor, became the worship pastor, became the youth pastor, became the associate pastor. Brothers, it's a relational thing. I always say you promote from within. It creates a healthy environment, and you have a lot more connection and respect for the people now who I shepherd, because 80% of my church are people not only that I led to the Lord, Coach, but I've seen either them born themselves or their children born. It's relational.
It is. It is. And I hate to tell you this, you only teach what you know. You only teach what you know. And God, you know, my buddy, Pastor Tom Gill, I listen to you, Tom. I don't know if you're listening today. I'd love to do a pastor's conference. Dan, would that be possible? Can I get pastors to come to a pastor's conference? Not to hear from me. To gather together men of God who can lay down their swords against each other and just come and relax and not talk about how many people you're running and how many people you're... See, listen. It's the same. There's a competitive spirit in pastoring. Competitive spirit. There's a competitive spirit in football coaching. If I would go to what they call a football clinic, I would always compare myself to other coaches. What are they doing? How many games do they want? How many players they have out? All that stuff. And pastors' conferences are the same thing. I'd love to have a pastors' conference where they all just laid all that stuff aside. They weren't allowed to come and talk about their church and their techniques and things of doing the church. I don't want to do that. I want them to come and I want them to sit at the feet of Russ Dizdar. That's what I would like him to do. Come and sit at the feet of Russ Dizdar and hear what Russ Dizdar has to say about spiritual warfare and what's really going on. Could I pull that off, fellas? Would they come? Would they do it? I've made so many of them mad. I don't know if they will. Get them away from all. Get them all away from all of their duties. Get them all away from that and just come and relax for a weekend with other pastors and not talk about how to build bigger churches and that. No. But brother, equip you to equip others. I really have an urgency to do. Okay, Mike, if you'd get that new international version off my screen, I'd feel a lot better. Mike, ask him to pull up Matthew 16 as Dale was talking. And Mike, if you will, go to verse 14. I'm going to show you. I'm going somewhere. Hey, folks, I told you this is going to be spine tingling today. And he said unto them, go ye, verse 15, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Now, we know he doesn't mean dogs, right? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Now there's a colon there, semicolon. You could move that semicolon and you could say, and these signs shall follow them that believe in my name, colon, semicolon. Right? You could. But signs are supposed to follow believers. And in their name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay their hands on the sick, and they shall recover. That's pretty convicting, because that didn't happen, is it? It didn't happen. Is Jesus lying to us here? I believe it. The Bible said it. I believe it. That settles it. Why aren't we laying hands on the sick? Why aren't we casting out devils? Oh, that hurt. Huh? Hey. Go ahead.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Last time I checked, God was on the throne. Jesus was on his throne at his right hand in heaven. They're not on the earth, Coach. We can believe in them, but that doesn't change a thing. You know what? You know who's on the earth? The Holy Spirit, Coach. Yes, he's the witness on the earth and in heaven. That's his job. And if we don't have him in us, which I'm not going to say Christians do or don't. That's up to them to show me they do. But Paul said, I walk in power and demonstration of the Spirit. Coach, the problem is a spiritual problem in the church. There is no Holy Spirit there. So therefore, how can they teach what they don't know, Coach? Mm-hmm. He's the teacher. He's the one that leads us into all truth. We have a Holy Spirit problem, Coach. We need to teach it. We need the church to understand that, hey, this is how you show the world that you're a Christian. This is how you show that you're a witness. The signs will follow you if the Holy Spirit's in you. So Larry says this a lot over and over, and he hits it every time, because you can't do anything on this earth without the Holy Spirit. You can talk about Jesus. You can talk about the Father, and that's all wonderful. But for the world to see the difference and to see the signs and things that follow, it has to be the Holy Spirit, because we can't do anything in our own self in the natural. We have a spiritual problem here, Coach.
Amen, Randy. And it was funny. I was going to interrupt. Just as you said something, I was going to interrupt. You said it for me, so I didn't have to. The Holy Spirit shall guide us into how much truth?
All
truth? You mean he will guide us into all truth regarding demonology? Huh? He will? All truth? Well, what if I close the book and I don't want to read that part of it? And I never talk about that. Do you get led to all truth if you don't talk about it, if you don't open it, if you don't discuss it? And that's where I think it is, because I think we are in our church today ignorant of and what's the word I'm looking for? Insufficient in the power of the Holy Spirit. We think the power of the Holy Spirit's dancing and waving flags, and I think it's a lot more than that. Come on in, Joe.
I was going to say, you being an ex and I being an ex-Catholic,
mm-hmm.
You remember The Exorcist?
Oh, yeah.
See, yeah. Demonology and casting out demons is a Catholic thing.
Hmm.
We don't have to mess with that stuff.
I got you.
Yeah.
We just use pharmacology, don't we? Yeah.
Some kind of thing.
I'm getting into something today. I told you it's going to be electrifying. Bear with me. Is that you, Gary? Come on in. 301.
Hey, Coach, I got a question for you.
All right.
Did you preach football? Or did you teach football?
I did a little bit of both, but I mainly taught it.
But you taught it, and then you led it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then when they went out and got your butt kicked, you went back and you said, okay, look, remember what I told you here?
Yeah.
How this applied to this situation?
That's right. That's right.
And then what did they do? They either learned it or they repeated it until they did learn it.
Amen. Greg, so the thing is, see, most of us, when we leave church on Sunday, we take our Christianity with us just to live our lives. We don't teach it to expand the gospel, the kingdom. We don't do that. That's really not what it's
about. Amen, Coach.
We don't leave out of there with these signs that's going to follow us. In our name, in his name, we're going to cast out devils, speak with new tongues, take up serpents. We don't leave church thinking we're going to do that.
It's not that you don't leave church thinking about it, is you weren't taught to leave church thinking about it.
Yes.
They are not given those tools. They get knowledge, 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 knowledge. This is this verse. This is this verse. They never get what to do with those verses.
What do you do
when you leave the church? 30% or 50% of the church can be teaching, but 50% ought to be doing or teaching to do.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this is what the Bible says. This is what we should go do with that knowledge.
That's what it looks
like.
That's
why I left the church, is for that specific reason. It was like Rerun Central.
Mm.
And every holiday, you heard the same thing that you heard last holiday for 30 years.
Amen.
You know?
Well, Coach, we use the analogy, look, on your job, you always leave your job at work when you get home. That makes for a healthy family. The problem with Christianity, most Christians leave their Christianity at church on a Sunday, and they go back and they just become heathen. You know, this is wherever we're at. Church is nothing to me more than an edification and a healing boot camp mash to get back out into the front lines and do the battle.
Okay, so I'm sorry. We cannot be ignorant of his devices, right? We can't be ignorant of his devices. If we don't understand what the enemy's doing, how do we fight the enemy? Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, you know, there's two sides to all those coins, though. There's also the danger, and I see this happening a lot and have seen it over the decades. People learning a little bit about something in church and then going out and trying to exercise it on their own without further instruction or leadership from the Holy Ghost. And boy, can they cause some problems.
Yeah, man. Well, they get the crap beat out of me. Listen, I'm heading someplace this morning, and I'm sorry. I got to do this. Here's where I'm going. Holly Baglio is going to join us tomorrow. And I realized this morning. That's why I was a little bit late getting down here to get started today. Holly Baglio is what they call an SRA, survivor, a satanic, ritually abused survivor. And I thought, you know what? Most people don't even know what that is. In fact, see, I'm trying to give you a little bit before Holly comes on tomorrow, so you're not going to be so shocked when she starts talking about being in cages. Yeah, being in cages. Yeah, yeah. Satanic, ritually abused. She's a survivor of it. An MK Ultra, mind control, MK Ultra. What? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. These are some things I'm talking about. And the average person doesn't want to believe it because we see it to be too evil and trigger words. And Russ Dizdar said there's, I don't know, like 20 million satanic super soldiers out there who people have been programmed that the command of whoever their controllers, you know, these guys go into movie theaters and shoot up people. And then we see them arrested afterwards and they just got that blank stare in their face. They look off. Are these program killers? Satanic, ritually abused, mind control stuff. Folks, this stuff's real. I'm going to show you some of that here this morning. But before I do that, this is how I know the Holy Spirit is so much in what we're doing. I was about ready. I was about done. I'd done most of my research. I was ready to roll today. And I get a text from Stephanie College. I can show you right now. There it is. There's her text that she sent to me this morning. And what was it on? Well, it's on the same thing. So she said, Coach, I just want, you know, I was going to do, she spoke a little bit on Saturday. I didn't give her as much time. She made some preparations going on. And see, Stephanie used to be on the dark side. And she understood the dark side power. She understood. She still understands the dark side power. We don't have any. We have no understanding of the dark side power. What goes on, and we don't get it. And because we don't get it, and we don't see it, and because the enemy is so subtle and so good at hiding, we believe it doesn't exist. So she sent me two. Oh, that hurts. Excuse me. She sent me two charts that she had made to talk about this week, and we didn't get around to it. So Stephanie, I said, Stephanie, can you share this morning? She says, sure, sure. So Stephanie, which one of these do we want up there first? This one? Yeah, this one, Stephanie, or the other one? Which one? We have chakras of the human body up there. But
but I can hear you. So if you want to show first the one with the little dude, I didn't know everybody was going to see it. So I just kind of sat down, and I'm always talking to people, but sometimes if you see it, you know, and I know you can go on power. I don't know how to do any of that PowerPoint. I'm old school. I like to write in
So Stephanie, hang on a minute, Stephanie. Okay. You've come out of the occult. You've come out of the dark side. You've come out of Wiccan. You lived it. You lived it, right? You
every
lived
breath,
it.
Every
they know it's real. The dark side knows it's real. The light side doesn't want to believe in it. The dark side knows it's real. It operates in it. It has patterns. Yep. It has things they do. And the church doesn't believe it's real. So when you came on Saturday, you made these two charts. And so we have up on the screen right now this little guy standing there with all these colored dots on him. He's got a red dot on his head, and he's got a black dot in his forehead. He's got a blue dot and a green. What's this all about, Stephanie?
Well, one of the things I sent you, I don't know if you got back in 2014, I was working at an animal sanctuary, and I was offered to get free courses and become a Reiki practitioner. And I had always, you know, with my auras and all these colors, and I thought, well, this is hands-on healing with energy. How cool would that be to have this master come in for free? And I wanted to heal animals with it. I was not working, you know, I just wanted to focus on animals. And so I went through, it's a ritual, I guess. It's called an attunement that you have to go through where they open you up so you can have this direct energy come through, where you use these 2,000-year-old hand symbols of energy over a person's body, over certain points of the body, because certain points of the body work hand in hand with certain organs of the body. And you can heal, you know, and fix. And this is stuff, anyone, don't take my word for it. You can look it up for yourself.
Stephanie, what's a chakra? That's what you have up on the chakras.
Chakras are energy points that work directly with the systems of the body. And
this is what this is, Stephanie, this is what the demonic believes and teaches.
Oh, they know this, and the right wing that are listening, they know exactly what I'm talking about, because this is what they focus on with magic. You can bind someone if you don't want them to talk. When these witches are talking about binding Trump, they're focusing on his throat chakra. They're binding his tongue. They're focusing on his voice, and that would be the color blue that centers around the throat.
What if we don't believe that?
That's okay. They do. They want you to not believe it. And that's the whole deception in it. Because I tell you what, when you get into this, and these people who understand it, who don't even know that they're doing bad, you breathe it and you put it into every single thing that you do in your life. When you eat, when you're doing something, your thoughts, your yoga, your whatever, and you literally are putting out energy to the dark side all day long as every breath, because you literally, this is what they do, all of them.
So Stephanie, if I go to my pastor and I take this chart and I show him this chart, and he says, baloney. That's baloney.
He's going to tell Stephanie? You you're crazy, get out. Yep. What yep. drugs yep. are you on, yep. get out.
Right.
Yep.
Right. But this is real, right? And there are practitioners who are doing this. And there are practitioners doing this who are impacting people maybe in their pew.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, and the colors there, like I showed, the red is the base. That's where the kundalini, you know, the sex magic, and they focus that. The orange is the sacral area that focuses on your adrenal glands. The yellow is your solar plexus. That's your nervous system. The green area is kind of green. You could, like I said, I was kind of in a hurry. This is like a quick sketch. It was like turquoise. The green is the heart, and turquoise is for the thymus gland. And that they say they teach you that your soul resides here, okay? That your spirit resides here. Mm. Blue is the throat and your thyroid gland. That's your expression through sound and communication in your voice. So violet is your brow, your pituitary gland. That's your third eye. This is important. That's your center of visualization. The crown is either magenta or white. That's like the highest point energy-wise.
Come on now, Stephanie. So we can laugh this off. So I don't That's believe cool. in that. Or we can. Jesus is stronger than all that stuff. The point is, we're told not energy, to be ignorant of his devices.
Exactly.
And there is one in 10,000 of us that even know what this is.
This is what they're doing on the right side. Even the people that are just doing, these are the healers that you're hearing about. When you see them, you know, doing the energy running down the spine, or they're going for errors, their hands are feeling for energy points that don't feel right. And that's what they're doing, because they've been attuned to open up to something else to come into them to help locate this. And this is what they do. And if you don't believe it, that's what they do. And you can look it up and you can talk to, there's many people out there. I was only a level one practitioner. There are master Reikis out there. I mean, so much more information. I didn't go any farther.
Stephanie, let me ask this. So you're telling me we good Baptists and Presbyterian and Lutheran and Catholic, and you're telling we good Christians that this black magic, from the pit of hell is really going on?
Every single second of every single day that you ignore it, it's going on. You can believe it or not. This is what's going on. This is how they're getting into people. There's a constant output into us that we don't even realize, and it's affecting us every second. We need to armor up. This is going on everywhere, in every town, all over the place.
Stephanie, this sounds crazy, but I'm going to ask. Is it possible? Are there folks out there, you think, praying against me?
Oh, heck yeah, Coach, definitely. And I mean, you can kind of, they do, and people too, they also don't even know, like something comes through, or they just try to put a doubt, a seed into someone else's head. And that's just, gossip whispered in their ear. I mean, people do focus on this, and they're focusing against God. You know, anybody that has anything to do with Jesus
Christ.
Hey, Dave,
I'm praying you grow a fucking spine, you little bitch, dick faggot.
There's that guy. See, that's exactly what we're talking about, folks. Those are demons.
That's exactly. Dude. Thank you for showing us a perfect example there, sweetheart, of what it is to be demon.
That's a demon.
Because you're it.
Demon, right? That's it. Okay, so.
Yep. You're a puppet. Yep.
Stephanie, I walk all over you. It's kind of my style. I don't mean to do that. Should we go to the next slide before I open it up for some questions here?
Yeah.
Go to the next slide then, Mike, if you can. She just sent me this. She just texted me this morning. And so she's got, folks, so she's got on there. She explains what they all are. What's that big wave? Looks like wave going over the top of. What is that, Steph?
People, energy. Any energy puts off an energy wave, and energy waves come off in color. And sometimes I see these aura things, and auras are the energy that comes off of people pending.
Wait a minute, Stephanie. You mean the halos they put in those old pictures that we would see? That was an aura coming off of somebody?
They painted what they saw.
A powerful aura. And Stephanie, you've said to me before, because you're so sensitive to this, his aura isn't good. Or you would say to me, oh, Coach, your aura today was really, there's really an energy force coming off of us, Steph?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Some people, and I'm not the only one. And like I said, I'm so used to being called crazy. I just laugh and go, that's cool. You know, I don't care. Because literally, I'll walk into a room, and if you come next to me, you know, I just feel something. I don't question it. I don't doubt it. I'm like, Lord, what are you trying to, you know, what do you want me to do with this? Lord, what do you want me? You want me to rebuke this? You want me to walk away? Is this, you know, not my, what do you want me to do? And I always ask, Jesus, what do you want me to do with this?
Wow.
You know, and I guess, you know, and everybody has it. You've walked into a room where you're like, ooh, it just, you know, something's going to happen because the energy ain't good. Or, you know, the energy at a football game, woo, woo, everybody's pumped up. You know, you're going to kick butt. You feel it. It's real. It's there.
My pastor told me that's not real.
My pastor told me that's not real, too. And I'm told that all the time. And you know what? That's just because you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there.
Come on in, Roger. So, go ahead, Silver. Then Roger. Go ahead, Silver.
Say, the one thing that we really, truly don't understand and forget because we don't understand is that we are spiritual beings.
Amen.
Okay. Amen.
We have a physical aspect of us, but we also have the Spirit of God within us.
Amen. Amen. Or the spirit of something, right, Joe?
Correct.
We have the Spirit of God in us, but there's other spirits, brother. There are other spirits, and we're not even aware of them. Roger, did you want to say something? Or did you walk away from your phone?
No, I was just going to say, Dave, this is another indication of what is not being taught. This is very simple. This is just, again, scripturally, it is there. Scripturally, it is presented. And scripturally, it's not taught.
So the dark side understands the dark spirits, and the church doesn't even believe in the dark spirits. Not really. But the church also doesn't believe we have any power over these dark spirits. Am I hitting it, Stephanie? Yeah, come on in.
That's exactly right. Yep, that's exactly right. So they're afraid of it. And what do humans do when they fear something? They squash
avoid
it.
They avoid it. Yep. Yep. Come on in. Is that Gary?
They squash it or they walk away. Yep.
Jack, 207?
Yeah. Hey, Stephanie, isn't that the reason why kinesiology works and is such a powerful tool?
Wow. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Chiropractic
and Martin tool, talked to you about
is it evil?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are energy beings.
Yep. Boy, oh boy.
So when I muscle test someone and the pastor says that I'm nuts and that's demonic and that's satanic, wait a minute. That's a tool.
Amen. Well, Jack, the worst thing, it's the devil's tool and we're not even aware of it. We don't.
Well, it's not the devil's tool. The devil took it over. The devil takes our tools and uses them.
Well said. Let me open it up for somebody else. This, folks, is, man. Here's what I think. If we began to teach this kind of stuff in our churches, we would once again begin to be more powerful. But when you leave your church, and the only reason that you went to church is so your finances will be blessed, and your kids will be blessed, and you'll be blessed going in and blessed going out. If that's all we focus on, then we're powerless against the forces of darkness because we don't even know they exist. Come on, Dale.
Yeah, well, the fact of the matter is we're in good company because the majority of the churches will not, do not, and never will. We just have to go back to the same pattern when we read in the Bible when Jesus shows up on the scene. The people weren't believing it. His own disciples disbelieved or they had doubt in their hearts. The religious people of that day hated it. They looked at Jesus as he was performing all these miracles and they saying that he was full of Beelzebub.
Now, that's right.
We have this Western churchianity here in America. But brother, in the world, when we look at the church in the world, there is powerful movements of God and people being saved, devils being casted out. There's no doubt about it. But I think in America, mostly, for the most part, in the churches, you're absolutely right. But there is always the power of the Holy Spirit working in many because to some it has been revealed, but to other it is not.
So, Dale, I think about those who go to Haiti. Now, I've never been to Haiti, but people won't go downtown and do ministry, but they love to go to Haiti. So they go to Haiti to do ministry, and when they're in Haiti, they run into voodoo. And they see voodoo, and they're, wow. Or they go to Dale Socia's favorite place, they go to the Mardi Gras, which is nothing but voodoo. And we go and we dabble in voodoo, we see it, and we kind of laugh about it, but it's real. We know voodoo's real. We know it's real. Yet we have no understanding of it. We don't talk about it. We don't explain how to deal with it. And voodoo is just one aspect of dark, demonic activity. Yet we have no understanding of any of that, right? And so now when we see the demonic seize power and control of our government, the church doesn't even recognize it. They don't even recognize it. Yep. We don't even recognize. We think it's voting. We think it's Republican against Democrat. We don't even understand. We don't even understand that these dark forces have invaded our team. They call themselves Republicans, but they're not Republicans. They're into child sex. They're into, right? Oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah. You're bigger than that. Pizzagate's real. It's real. What do you expect the media to? You expect the media to tell you Pizzagate's fake? Is that what you expect them to tell you? Yeah, huh? You expect them? You want them to tell you? Come on, you're smarter than that, aren't you? Smarter than that, Stephanie.
Hey, Coach.
Go ahead, Gary, and then Stephanie. Just kind of wrap it up because I want to get into MK Ultra a little bit, so we'll have explaining tomorrow. Go ahead, Gary.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to say I think so much of the church today is so dense. A few months ago, our illustrious Governor Cuomo made a comment that we flattened the curve in New York State had nothing to do with God, and I hardly heard even any outcry about that.
Wow. And there you go, right? There you go. Stephanie, wrap this thing up for you. Thanks for speaking.
I just wanted everybody, you know, I talk about this because this is what I was taught and this is what I worked with. I mean, this is what I did. I laid hands on animals. I worked with people. This is what I did. I also wanted to add real quick about a cord. You might hear about a fucking cord.
Weird.
We know you are, sweetheart. A cord is defined as a spiritual connection that becomes a permanent and unconscious fixture in your energetic body. So when you hear someone talk about cords, say you go out and have sex with someone on a Friday night, you think it's a one-time thing. You just literally attach yourself a cord to somebody energetically, who you may never see them again, but there's still going to be a cord.
Wow.
So I just wanted to add that energy cord thing. And this can go through, you can cord with someone through trauma, if you've had any kind of issues with you. And when you hear like Tom Dunn and Rustis are talking about, you know, how they kind of crack you when you're young and they trauma you, your energy changes. This energy here, outside forces, things we don't understand, are attracted to certain energies, and certain meat suits produce different energies. Just we turn the radio dial to listen to, you know, different radio stations. All of us are a different station with different antennas who put out different things. And I don't know if that makes sense, and if I hope it does. This is every single one of us right now. Every single thought you have puts out something.
So Stephanie,
and everything you bring in brings.
Stephanie,
out.
I just hear it right now. These people who are listening to us right now, they're going to go tell their pastor, and he's going to say, "You better stop listening to him. That's new age."
Tell him to give pastor
That's
my name and number, because I love
That's
to
new
talk
age. That's new yep. age worship, right? That's what they're going to tell
you
us.
You should know what they're doing. You should know what they're doing, because this is how they're sucking in your kids, and they're sucking in your doctors and your friends. Are like, here, this Reiki energy, this healing is good. It's okay. It's just to help you.
Yeah, that's new little yoga. Let's do a little yoga. Mike, Psalm 2 real quick. Thanks, Stephanie. I'm not trying to shut you off.
Thanks, guys. Nope, all good. I'm glad to get that out. Thank you, Jesus. Right, thank you, Coach.
So she said something pretty profound there. Psalm 2, very profound. Hang on here. Psalm 2.
Well, Coach, while you're going there, this guy that chimes in all the time, it reminds me of Mark chapter 8, the demonic man who walked amongst the tombs, man, tormenting people. Man, right. When this guy encounters Christ and them devils get casted out of him, what a mouthpiece he is going to be for the kingdom.
Amen. Amen. He's a mouthpiece.
Amen, Bill. Right.
So why do the heathen rage, Psalm says? The people imagine a vain thing. The kings of the earth set themselves, the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. Joseph, right there it is, dude. Right there it is, folks. Oh, my goodness. Okay, so Holly's going to come on tomorrow. I don't even know if Holly, she's probably listening out there today. Might click on MK Ultra. MK Ultra. Because, again, we don't want to believe it. We don't want to believe it. So I did a little bit of research this morning just to whet your appetite, because this is from the History Channel, by the way. When we get talking to Holly tomorrow, I want you to have some understanding that the MK Ultra, well, what does it say, Mike? Let's read right here. This is from the History Channel, friends. MK Ultra was a top secret CIA project in which the agency conducted hundreds of clandestine experiments, sometimes on unwitting U.S. citizens, to assess the potential use of LSD and other drugs for mind control, information gathering, and psychological torture. History Channel is in some through Project MK Ultra. Though Project MK Ultra lasted from 1953 until about 1973, details of the illicit program didn't become public until 1975 during a congressional investigation. The widespread illegal states and around the world. The Cold War and Project MK Ultra in the 1950s and 60s, the height of the Cold War, the United States government feared the Soviet, Chinese, and North Korean agents were using mind control to brainwash prisoners of war in Korea. Response: Alan Dulles, who killed President Kennedy, as director to the CIA, approved MK Ultra in 1953. The covert operation aimed to develop techniques that could be used against Soviet bloc enemies to control human behavior with drugs and other psychological manipulations. The program involved more than 150 human experiments. Oh, there are more than that, folks, involving psychedelic drugs, paralytics, and electroshock therapy. And sometimes the test subjects knew they were participating in a study, but at other times they had no idea, and even when the hallucinogens started taking effect. And many of the tests were conducted at universities. Wow, imagine that. Hospitals or prisons in the United States and Canada. Most of these took place between 1953 and 64. Oh, yeah. But it's not clear how many people were involved in the test. And the agency, CIA, We trust them, don't they? Kept notoriously poor records. Oh, really? And destroyed most of them. Destroyed most of them, right? Oh, my goodness. Destroyed most MKUltra documents when the program was officially halted in 1973. I wonder if it's really stopped. I wonder if it really was. I wonder if it really halted. Then, Mike, there's a real quick little video at the bottom of this, if we can show. This is what Holly's going to talk about tomorrow, folks. And satanic ritually abuse. This is what happened to her. This is real. She has been through it. Yes, yes, Jack.
Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech shooter. We could go through all of them, right? Maybe it was at the beginning, Mike. There's a little bit. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we don't find it. There it is. There it is, Mike. Play this on Time and a Half real quickly. This, folks, this is the History Channel. Huh? This is the History Channel. This isn't Alex Jones. Go ahead. It won't play. Well, great. It won't play. You guys, we'll put it in the chat and you go down. Here's all I'm trying. There we go. There it goes.
Leading pharmaceutical factories. The mission, corner the market on the world supply of a powerful new psychoactive drug.
The CIA was scared stiff the KGB was going to get all this LSD and come over and start dosing people. So we bought every drop of LSD in existence at that point.
The CIA has just authorized the purchase of 10 kilograms of pure LSD-25, enough to dose more than half the population of the United States.
They gave it to George White and let George start dosing people.
I'm running out of time.
George Hunter White, larger-than-life undercover.
Oh, this will be in the link. You can watch it. I don't spend time watching the video. You can watch it. Mike, go down and go to SRA. Because that's what Holly will identify herself as tomorrow. Those of you who weren't there on Saturday night at Sky High, Holly said she was an SRA survivor, 37 years. 37 years. All right. Now, what's SRA? SRA is Satanic Ritual Abuse. All right. Let's read this real quickly here, Mike. Satanic ritual abuse can be defined as psychological, sexual, spiritual, or physical assault forced on unwilling human victims committed by one or more Satanists, according to a prescribed manual, ritual. Primary aim of the ritual is to fulfill their need to worship the Christian devil, Satan. A satanic panic swept the U.S. and Canada starting in 1980, continuing until 1990, include beliefs that underground, sometimes intergenerational satanic cults were murdering as many as 60,000 people. Folks, you heard of child trafficking? Have you ever heard of child trafficking? Panic almost completely died after 15 years because of lack of hard evidence that it existed. The panic was facilitated by lack of knowledge of human memory work, and over time, researchers greatly increased their knowledge in this area. Studies revealed the dangers of improper interviewing of children. The standard techniques then in place caused therapists to accidentally implant false memories and abuse in child's minds. This is what happened to Holly. Go on down a little bit farther, Mike. Folks, this is stuff. This ain't Christian literature, okay? This is stuff, all right? This is real stuff. And then today, investigators have reached a consensus. This is good to know. They didn't tell Holly. But today, investigators have a consensus that satanic ritual abuse was a hoax. Holly didn't really live in a cage as a little girl. That was all a hoax. That it was inadvertently perpetrated by sincere therapists, newspaper reporters, clergy. It adversely affected hundreds of thousands of victims and members of their families, victims' families. However, there are still many people who believe that SRA was real. Really? Some believe it's still going on. Really? Some do? Many books are still available that describe SRA as if it is real. See how they manipulate us? A search for satanic ritual abuse on Amazon.com during 2018 in August found 120 books on the topic. Still available. This is interesting. You go to YouTube and Google SRA, you won't find much. You won't find much on it. So when Holly comes and joins with us tomorrow, this is what she's going to be talking about. She is a survivor of SR, satanic ritual abuse, child trafficking. And by the way, most don't survive. I'll say that again. Most do not survive. Child trafficking. Go ahead, Mark.
Then they're eaten. They don't survive. They drain them.
They've got adrenal chrome and they eat them.
You don't believe that, Mark. That's been debunked, right? Hillary Clinton debunked
that. It's actually in the ingredient list approved by the FDA, Coach. It's written. The ingredients are there.
Folks, if you go share this with your pastor, he'll tell you to quit watching. Quit watching, Coach. Right? We're ignorant of Satan's devices. We don't understand what's going on. We do not understand. Because why? The devil is after the seed.
Our progeny.
He's after the seed, folks. He's after the seed. Pizzagate, I'll say it, was real. Israel.
Amen.
It was real, folks. MK Ultra is real. Satanic ritual abuse is real. It's going on today, still. Do you think Epstein Island was only about sex with other adults? Come on, wake up.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Coach.
Yes.
Six islands involved.
What'd you say, Ben? Go ahead, Paul.
What about all those kids that foster care, that time out?
Where's Bobby Lee? Where's Bobby Lee when they need him? And now we're seeing that our youth services is infiltrated with this stuff. Oh, we don't want that, Coach. That's not true. The government would throw them out, really? Oh, they would? Yeah. John Brennan, he'd probably take care of that, wouldn't he? John Brennan, Clapper. They'd probably make sure that stuff wasn't in there, right? So I'm showing you this all today so that when Holly comes on tomorrow, you're not going to laugh. You're not going to say, well, that's been debunked. Coach, it's right there. It's been debunked. Mike, who's this? Who debunked that? Somebody debunked it.
No one debunked
it. Hillary debunked it, I think. It was Hillary debunked it and John Podesta. They debunked it. That's who it was. Hillary and John Podesta debunked it, and Epstein, he debunked it. They all debunked it.
Oh, yeah, that's the ticket.
You with me, friends?
Coach,
yes.
They just found 36 children in Atlanta down here.
It's happening everywhere, Joseph. It's happening everywhere.
One of them has a six-year-old memory, speech, and she's 16 years old.
And Coach, you know, this foul mouth that keeps cutting in on your show,
yeah.
If it was his child, he'd become a believer real quick when it would be his child being sexually assaulted, huh?
Hey, Dale, it may be him. He may have had sexual abuse, right?
He might have. Probably was. I definitely would say that he's rejected by his father, no doubt about it.
So I want to take my hat, tip my hat to Jeff Klein. Jeff's always coming in and, you know, talking about what's going on at the church with Pastor Bill. I salute them. They've been talking about this. They've gotten into child trafficking and being able to identify what's going on and what the signs are and looking at it. So thank God Pastor Bill's talked with his people. They're talking about it. Are they talking about it in your church? Your church won't even talk about abortion. Something as obvious as killing preborn babies, your church won't even discuss that. And now they've moved from little babies to full-grown people. Holly's going to tell you, she lived it 37 years. Now, again, I did today's show to prep you somewhat tomorrow so you're not going to be shocked when she begins to talk about all this stuff and say it's not real. That's not real. That's not real. Look, they've told us it's not real. It was a hoax. Right there, satanic ritual abuse was a hoax. There it is. That's what your pastor
said.
It's a hoax. Yeah, Gary?
Hey, for someone who's like a lay person, like myself, who's never been a victim of any of this stuff, but I've, you know, gotten pieces of this and have some understanding of these type of topics, how would I bring this to my pastor to say this is something we really need to start ministering in this area, even though I'm not an expert in it because I haven't been through it personally?
Yeah, that's a great question. Because there are so many. Here's what we have to understand. From the very beginning, it's been about the seed. Right? Seed of the woman, seed of the serpent. My grandson is my seed. My granddaughters, that's my seed. The enemy is after our seed. If we don't even understand that aspect, If we only think the devil's after your finances and your health and your joy and all that stuff, and we don't see the bigger picture of it and understand that he's after the seed, the destruction of every image of Christ. If we don't see it, we're not going to see the big picture and understand what's going on. So tomorrow, Holly Baglio is going to be with us. I vouch for Holly. I've known Holly for several years. Listen, this will be painful for her because we don't understand. Russ Dizdar showed taught me this, that they fracture these people into different types of behavior, different personalities. We hear Sybil. Remember Sybil? Multiple personalities. A lot of that is a result of satanic ritual abuse programming. And Holly is in a position where she's constantly, as she goes through her healing process, becoming aware of a different strain of personality that was in her. And with that different strain of personality, I know this is hard to believe, different memories come. Different memories come. When that person gets awakened, different memories come. You don't want to miss tomorrow. It'll be day. It'll be tinfoil hat central. But it's the truth. And only the truth, if we know it, can make us free. See you tomorrow. God bless.